Greetings. This is WTIP News from Wildersmith on the Gunflint. Pre-winter has been playing tag with autumn since our last meeting. The upper trail has experienced samples of both, with snow and cold sandwiched in between a few great days. Yours truly actually made a winter declaration last Saturday. My self-established criteria for declaring such is realized when the daytime temp at Wildersmith fails to rise above the freezing mark, and that's just what happened. Although conditions turned for the better a day later, the first snow that stuck around here lasted throughout the day and into the evening in spite of some midday sunshine. And in shaded areas, ice on deck boards and in a bird-watering shell told of the chill. Thus, my pronouncement. The Friday night, Saturday morning wind-driven snow all but finished the leaf fall in most places, with only tamarack needles still clinging to their summer perches. We've advanced to the haunting time of year when uncountable deciduous tree skeletons are lurking overhead. Now we can see into the depths of the forest for the first time in a few months. It looks as if those scraggly branches could reach out and whisk one off into this muted, eerie thicket. How appropriate that Halloween time is sneaking into the shadows. One of many bears of the territory wandered into Wildersmith in the past week. I don't know whether or not it was the same one I ran off Sunday before last. Whatever the case, this time Bruno snuck into the yard while we were away and apparently became belligerent at finding no munchies around. The grumpy one attempted an ascent into one of my apple trees, and in so doing, broke off a sizable portion. Figure that for maybe no good reason other than to get even with me, for there was not one apple produced this season which might have tempted its sweet tooth. This episode is just one of countless other damaging escapades along our Gunflint South Shore this fall. One gal tells of tossing a skillet at one of her brawny visitors, hitting it in the head, only to have it turn and hiss at her before ambling off. While other stories have been shared of doors and windows being tore open, refrigerators being overturned, and several places ransacked. Guess we consider ourselves fortunate, as bear visitations have not turned into dangerous people confrontations. To encourage our marauding sloth to turn in for their long winter's nap, we need some serious cold. During my recent rambles around the territory, I've had occasion to see a number of snowshoe hares. All have been caught in early stages of seasonal redress. Most look to have just pulled on white socks, or in a few cases, the more advanced have just slipped into their PJ bottoms. I don't know if this wardrobe exchange is early or not, but this lagomorph transformation is intriguing. I recently read of another old wives' tale in regard to winter weather prognosticating. The source gives notice that increased activity of spiders seeking indoor quarters is a sure sign of a bitter cold winter ahead. At Wildersmith, it seems as though we've had an inordinate number of spiders creeping around the place so far this fall. That being the case, we'll see if the arachnid's connection with forecasting has any substance. Since human forecasters are offering a much different prediction for this part of the country, we'll assess the spinner projection come spring. In the meantime, it would seem hard to match our previous winter season siege. Remember, we had nearly 100 days where the Wildersmith morning mercury registered below zero. Brr. This is Fred Smith at Wildersmith on the Gunflint, and that's all for now. Keep on hanging on, and savor the peace of a Gunflint region gone quiet.